Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Rudy from Opinion Research, okay? Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas yet?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad that you are already registered to vote in Texas. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or independent Democrat?
I'd rather not say.
Well, how do you lean towards most, being a Democrat, being a Republican, or just simply an independent?
Here, I don't want to respond.
Who are you calling on behalf of?
Sure. My name is Rudy, okay? I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed.
Rudy, where does Opinion Research get their funding?
You know, we are a Florida-based company. Again, this is only a research. It's you're welcome not to participate. It's totally voluntary. It's just a couple questions. If you are a person registered to vote in Texas, we would like to take your opinion, which is totally confidential, as I mentioned earlier.
All right, I'll give you my opinion.
All right, excellent. I was told that you guys are already registered. Do you consider yourselves to be Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Okay, let me ask you this. In this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Donald Trump as president, Ted Cruz for U.S. Senator, and all Republicans running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Republicans and some Democrat candidates if they are better?
The latter, a mix of Republican and some Democrat
okay.
if they are better.
Gotcha. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
It's working well.
Working well, okay. Alrighty. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? And I'll just read some of these out, okay? You tell me which one points out the most. Property taxes, violent crime, gun violence, illegal immigration and the border, abortion rights, the economy, inflation, and jobs, health care costs, or funding for public schools and teacher pay?
Taxation.
Okay, property taxes. And which is the next? And which is the next most important problem or issue? I already named
economy.
It.
Economy. Economy.
Economy. Okay, give me one second here. Alrighty. Next, mark your opinion for each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or simply you don't know. I'll just spit out some names here, okay? For example, Kamala Harris. Would you say she's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Colin Allred. Would you say he's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, how about Donald Trump? Very favorable,
somewhat
unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Ken Paxton, very favorable, somewhat favorable,
somewhat favorable. You can just read the name and I'll tell you my answer.
All right, Mark LaHood.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Steve Allison.
Don't know.
Don't know. Laurel Jordan Swift.
Don't know.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Ted Cruz.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. All right, perfect. And we're almost done here. I appreciate you taking the time. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, a Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today? Or you can also say undecided.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, a Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laura Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Mark LaHood.
Okay. Next, here's some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates, okay? Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. Okay. On the other hand, Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more work in Texas. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Mark LaHood.
Okay. All right. American culture. Okay, that's the title. And I'll read two paragraphs, and you tell me which one describes American culture. America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity, okay? The other paragraph says that American culture is the liberals. Woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it is a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Which one of these two descriptions you would say describes American culture?
That's I don't know what to say.
Would you say America is a country built on ideas of equality? Would that be American culture? Tolerance and inclusion for all people? Or would you say that American culture is just liberals who woke philosophy and wrong and is ruining America?
I mean, I would say it's the first paragraph, but if you read the first paragraph, then you can take that as saying, well, then we should be doing all the DEI and inclusivity things that are being done with the special programs that are excluding other individuals. So it's kind of a trick question, but I'll go with I believe the American ideology is the first one where it's inclusivity and not necessarily pushing all the DEI.
Okay, your opinion is being considered. Now, values and freedom, same idea. Values and freedom is a title. Two paragraphs I'm going to read you. You tell me which one describes best values and freedoms. Agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. And or agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
I will suggest that I guess I agree with the latter.
Okay, excellent. Which is closer to what you think Texas should be about the situation at the border? Governor Abbott is just putting a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. Or Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it. What are your opinion stands on that?
I mean, I think that whoever created the survey and those narratives that I'm comparing with each other did not create a very good survey, because they kind of say the same thing to certain respects, okay, especially the first two items. Now, Joe, okay, I agree with a partial portion of the first part that you read, that the federal government should take over and be responsible for the border, but the way that it's read is saying that Governor Abbott is overspending and should be focusing those money someplace else. And then with the last sentence saying the federal government should take over. So I don't know how to respond to that, because it's skewed. So I'm going to go with the first one, because the last sentence is the most important, that the federal government should take over. And that would have then allow for Abbott to spend the money on this whole second paragraph.
Excellent. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
I agree.
Okay. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, or a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. Okay, so first name here is Laurel Jordan Swift. It's just another liberal Democratic promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police. You think that's a very strong, somewhat strong, weak reason, or you
weak.
Just don't know? Weak, okay.
Weak.
If elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas. Would that be a
somewhat
very
strong
reason? Somewhat strong. If in the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school. Strong. Okay. LaHood is a record-taking campaign contributions from a group even state Republican leaders say is wrong, because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women. But is that a very strong, okay.
Strong.
Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors. Would you consider that being a very strong, somewhat strong against, or weak reason, or don't know?
Very strong.
Very strong, okay. Mark LaHood is endorsed by and embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious diseases and viruses. What would you say that? Mark LaHood claims to support police and safety, but makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder. Would that be very strong reason? Strong?
Yes, very strong. Very strong.
Okay. Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate.
Weak,
okay. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. Would that be very strong, somewhat strong, weak reason? Don't know.
Very strong. Very strong.
Okay. Mark LaHood supports the Republican stream ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. Very strong, somewhat strong, weak reason, or don't know?
Somewhat strong.
Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs and the spike in migrant crime to our communities. Would you say that's a very strong reason, somewhat strong, weak reason, or don't know?
Very strong.
Okay. Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection. Would that be a very strong against?
Weak.
Somewhat strong. Weak, okay. LaHood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms. Would that be a very strong
somewhat
reason?
Strong.
Somewhat strong. Gotcha. Moving forward here, we're almost done. I appreciate your time. After hearing these statements
that's
about Mark LaHood.
That's what you said 4 minutes ago.
We're almost done, buddy. I give you my word here. After hearing these statements
right.
about Mark LaHood and his beliefs, as well knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent representative, Steve Allison is the primary, do you agree or disagree?
Do I agree or disagree with?
About Mark LaHood and his beliefs, as well knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent representative.
I agree.
Okay. All right, lastly, and this is lastly now, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Laurel Jordan Swift. Ask her if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal medical money, just as 41 other states do. Is that very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Laurel Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes. Would you say that's a very positive, somewhat positive, you're neutral or negative, or you're against it?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Laurel believes that the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age of purchase of assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic state. You're working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative against that?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Laurel Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for businesses and big corporations who challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share. Would you say that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or are you negative about that?
Somewhat positive.
A former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Swift, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense, and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she'll work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us. Would you say that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or are you negative against that thought?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. In the legislature, Laurel will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Would you say it's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I'm neutral.
Okay. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle squeezing Texas consumers, Laurel Jordan Swift says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates. Would you say that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Of course it's very positive until she gets into her seat and then she succumbs to the same temptations that all the other politicians do. So that's a very positive statement.
The very last one here, Laurel Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including when medically necessary to save a woman's life. Would you say that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive, okay. All right. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, or are you still undecided?
Well, that's a now with all those positive statements that I'm somewhat positive on Swift, then I'm have to say I'm undecided.
Okay. What is your gender? Obviously, you're a male. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 through 39? 40 to 54 years of age, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Hispanic.
Okay. And do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and this is the very last question here, I promise. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Do you use Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram to read your news?
No.
How about YouTube TV?
No.
TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
When you say like them, I do not use those, but then if there's a similar cable news channel,
No, MSNBC or CNN to be specific. My apologies.
No.
Okay. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
Facebook?
No.
Okay. TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or AON?
I mean, it's in the Fox News network, but it's not Fox Channel itself. But I'll say okay. Yes on that.
Okay, gotcha. All right, that's it, man. Thank you for participating. Thank you for giving me a piece of your time. And you guys have a good weekend ahead. Okay, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for collecting this. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
You have a great day ahead, man. Good weekend to you guys. Bye-bye.